Christ in us, the anointed one with the ability to anoint, the anointed one that's in us is the hope of the glory of God. So we're the body of Christ, the embodiment of the anointing. So what determines the move of God is how we see the situation from His perspective, period. You get it? We've entertained doubt and unbelief. We've given it power. We've allowed it to dictate what we believe. When we go in a room and we pray and we leave there and tell somebody, you know, I doubt God's really going to move because it was negative in the atmosphere. What we're saying is their revelation of unbelief is greater than ours of the Christ. And yet greater is He that is in me than he that's in the world. You say, yeah, but the just shall live by faith, and you're called to faith, and it's impossible to please God without faith. That's right. So why shouldn't the minister have faith? It's not the sick person. It's not the person in trouble. Jesus was the one that was ministering. He's the one that had faith. Of course He acknowledged people's faith. Of course we should increase faith and teach faith and build up our faith. But if it's at the cost of our own, when we see a lack of it in another, I think we're deceived. That's a real good word. I'm going to show you some things in the Bible that are very powerful to me. See, somebody asked a question on Thursday, and it was a good question, and it triggered me. I love questions, by the way. Questions make a draw on truth. You're not threatened by questions, because if you can't answer them, you just don't. But if they're in the Word, you answer them. But they said, yeah, but doesn't somebody have to want to be healed? And I said, well, that's a good question. And we could all say, there again, well, you know, I'm not sure they want to be healed. So as soon as we're saying that, we're embracing a language and a mindset that's banking on why it might not happen instead of wiping out all limitations and declaring why it's gonna happen. Do you get?